Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been listening already, thank you especially for that. You're going to be glad you did because Giovanni Cortolo is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Giovanni is a good friend of ours and mine, but yours too, even if you didn't know it, because every day he works hard to help you and me have the kind of public policies from our government that even if they don't help us, at least maybe they just don't hurt us. And he tries hard. He doesn't always win because there are some really strong forces working against us, small business owners. But I'm glad we got a guy like Giovanni manning the ramparts up there in Washington, D.C., because he's the director of small business policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And as I say, he's our good friend, Giovanni Cortolo. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I tell you, your show is a breath of fresh air. It's always great to be there. You really serve a terrific population there with the small business community, and always good to be here.
Well, it's good to have you back on the show. And I was just, I just introduced you to Georgette Mosbacher, who's a real live small business owner. 100 employees, American-made, American manufacturing company, and she's got offices in other parts of the country, other parts of the world. She could make her products in some other parts of the world. She could do that, but she doesn't. She chooses to make them right here in the United States, and she is one of your members, Giovanni. She's a classic red-blooded American small business owner, and she's not happy about some of the things that are going on these days.
Well, she has every right not to be. I mean, everything that impacts small business is being addressed right now on Capitol Hill. You have the economy. You have taxes. You have health care. You have energy.
Don't forget the union bill.
Oh, the unions, that's a completely different agenda.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's up and running. We're fighting tooth and nail trying to beat them back. It is a multi – it's like the whack-a-moles.
Mm-hmm.
Every time you knock one down, there's another one popping up. It is a very difficult task right now. It's one where small businesses really not only have to fight to save their businesses, but they have to take control of their politics.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing that I've always said, Giovanni, is small business owners who don't get involved in politics, in the politics that impact their small business, can have nothing to say when they get laws that hurt them from people who have the right to assume that they don't care.
Oh, you're so right. We've actually, the U.S. Chamber has led the way on this card check issue and the union.
You have.
Issue.
You guys, I tip my hat to you on that. You really have.
And you know something, it is amazing to see the outpouring of chambers of commerce and small businesses that have flooded the halls of commerce or of Capitol Hill. It is just amazing, and they're up in arms.
Folks, we've talked about this on the show before. You've heard us talk about it, where this is the bill that would make it legal for a union organizer to be able to walk up to any of your employees and stand in front of them with a card and say, "Vote yes or no for union while I watch." In other words, the secret ballot would become not an option for that person. And that's the crux of this thing. There are other issues. There are other there's a devil in other details,
arbitration.
The arbitration. Thank you. I couldn't get it out. The arbitration issue. But on its face, though, this is an un-American piece of legislation.
Well, it really is the tip of the sword in a sense. It's the top issue for labor unions. They've overreached. We've yep. caught them off guard. We have them on the ropes. We haven't won the issue totally, but I think right now we have them on the ropes. We still need to, in any fight, you can't let the person that you got down get back up. And right now yep, we need right. every effort possible.
Piling on is completely appropriate in this case.
And there's more to follow. This is only the first of a lot of things that the unions have on their plate. Paid family sick leave, universal health care, the ergonomics issue is going to rise to the top again. Increased minimum wages. It's basically giving it's taking our meritocracy that small businesses thrive in and giving everyone else, giving everybody mandates and rights. Well, there's no rights, there's no small business rights out there. Small businesses have to earn their way in the society.
You know, and the thing is the reason why the unions are having to resort to legislation, ladies and gentlemen, is because they can't sell their product on its own in the marketplace. And that's the reason. 20 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back with Giovanni Cortolo. He's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. There's that little band from Texas. Little ZZ Top bringing us back 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out. Thank you for using it. Thank you for seeing what you like and signing up for it and giving us permission to follow you home, which we will do. You don't have to come back. You can come. We'd like it when you come back, but you don't have to. And we know you're busy. So if you see something you like and you'd like for us to make sure we send it to you, we have that capability there. The RSS feeds, the subscribing to the newsletter, subscribing to our blog, which we'll send you, you know, the new posts and everything. So I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also you can follow me on Twitter. That's at Jim Blasingame. If you know anything about Twitter, you know how that works. And also, folks, I remind you that you know, we know you're busy, as I said. So you got 5 seconds, you got 1 minute, 3 minutes, 15 minutes, we got something for you that will help you with your business. Giovanni Cortolo is with us, and Giovanni is Director of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And Giovanni, you guys have got some big doings coming up in a couple of weeks, don't you?
Oh, we sure do. I tell you, we have our Small Business Summit May 11th through the 13th here in D.C., where we're going to assemble 500-600 small businesses in town, and we're really going to storm the hill to let them know what we think, especially when it comes to the unions, the budget, energy taxes, health care, the economy. I mean, it is just phenomenal. We're getting a great response. Small businesses really have to band together and take charge.
Well, there's no question about it. We've got it more than ever before. But before we go, though, it's uschamber.com, and they can find your event, the link to the event, and find out how to join, how to attend, how to find out more about it, and all that sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. www.uschamber.com. I'm always here. I don't care. If you're a member of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, I'm here for you. I'm here to listen to you, and I'm here to advocate for you.
And he's the guy who takes our case up on Capitol Hill, folks. He's the man, Giovanni is. And as I said earlier in the hour, if you ever see Giovanni, you'll be glad he's going best two falls out of three for us up there. And he does that well. Giovanni, we were talking, you know, we just wrapped up pretty much on the card check bill, the so-called Employee Free Choice Act. Without any sense of shame, they named it the Free Choice Act, folks, when the truth is the law actually takes away free choice. If that's not disingenuous, if that's not something you ought to watch out for, but there's a lot of other ugly stuff going on right now, Giovanni.
Oh, absolutely. We have this cap and trade system that they're debating, the Markey Waxman bill, where they're actually going to auction. We're not going to auction off. They're going to sell energy units at $13 a ton.
The government is going to make carbon a commodity, and they will own all the original inventory, won't they?
Absolutely. And at $13, we know it's going to be priced a lot higher than that. And what are they going to do with the funds? They're going to expand government.
Yeah.
They're going to make government bigger, something we don't need.
Where do they think that money's going to come from? Do they think it's just going to come out of the air like carbon dioxide?
Well, it's going to come out of the pockets of small businesses.
Bingo.
Unfortunately, the only thing small businesses want is the government out of their pockets.
It's going to come out of everybody's pockets, consumers, businesses, small businesses. It's going to come out of everybody's pocket.
Absolutely. It's going to be – it eventually passes on to everyone. Businesses right now can't afford this type of hit. They're struggling to keep alive. They're struggling. And we're depending on small businesses to lead us out of this recession. We're depending heavily on them. And at a time when they're on their backs, we're putting stones on top of them and say, now get up and lead the way.
I just don't understand – And here's the thing, I haven't understood this for a long time. Why with all the things going on in the economy, even though many of these proposals haven't landed yet, they haven't taken an impact yet. Just the fact that we've got a government pushing them through that are anti-business makes business owners who are trying to get up every day and dig this economy out of the dirt. It demoralizes us, and I thought it was just me that I didn't understand it. But about a month ago, I heard Warren Buffett being interviewed by CNBC, and this is a guy who helped Obama get elected, who helped President Obama get elected. He said, "I don't understand why he's chasing all these other things around when he ought to be focusing on three things." Getting the economy fixed, one. Getting the economy fixed, two. And number three, getting the economy fixed. Now, here's a guy who helped President Obama get elected, and he doesn't understand why he's doing these other things.
No, I agree 100%. And then there's one reason why they're doing them is because they have a head of steam right now. They have close to 60 votes in the Senate. They may not maintain that in the next election. They can do virtually anything they want to do in the House without any checks or balances. You have a White House that will probably sign most of what is delivered to them.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing about President Obama, and I have to give him this. He's not doing anything that we didn't already know he was going to do. He hasn't done anything disingenuous or anything untruthful in terms of these issues we're talking about, Giovanni, because he'd already told us he was going to do that. He's doing exactly what he said he would do. So I have to give him credit for that. He's not the guy that, he's doing what I expected him to do, frankly. Stand by, quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Giovanni Cortolo is your man in Washington, D.C. for the U.S. Chamber. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. And that's he's with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. That's uschamber.com, and I hope you'll check that out. And don't forget to check out their big soiree they got coming up in a couple of weeks there, the big Small Business Summit, right, Giovanni?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. And, congratulations to you. I tell you, you do such a great job at representing small business. You really are one of my heroes.
Well, I appreciate that, Giovanni. That's nice for you to say. And you know how I feel about you guys, too, and the hard work that you do. Giovanni, other issues, the tax issues, where are we on taxes right now?
Well, right now the taxes are the existing tax structure isn't that bad. It's what's being proposed in the president's budget, and basically it's a tax on those making over $200,000-$250,000 a year, which are going to really stifle small business. It's going to actually expose $2 out of $3 of small business revenues to increase taxes. And these are the most successful businesses. These are the ones that create jobs. You know, I'm very worried about creating this. Increase cap gains on that same segment of society.
Yep.
Those are the small businesses that when they retire, they'll get a large sum exposed to cap gains, and that's their retirement.
But you know, Giovanni, I wrote a piece about this a month or so ago called The Truth About Those Wealthy Small Business Owners, and I broke down what $250,000 of taxable income, what that looks like for a small business owner. And I said, okay, it's a lady who owns a business. She takes $75,000 a year in salary, which is not enough for the work and the risk that she takes. Her company puts $100,000 on the bottom line. It's an S-Corp, so that goes right over to her return. Her husband has a good job somewhere else making $95,000. So with their standard deductions and everything, they still have about $250,000 worth of taxable income for which the president and the Congress wants to increase their taxes. Now, if you break it down like that, and that's how it works in a small business family, these people are not rich. Primarily, Giovanni, because that $100,000 the company put on her bottom line does not come in the form of cash. It's in inventory and receivables.
Oh, absolutely. And you know something else about this proposed budget that people don't realize is they want to reduce personal exemptions for those making over that tax rate. They also want to the remaining itemized deductions, they want to reduce or tax at a higher rate, raising close to $500 billion over 10 years. This is unconscionable. And what they're going to do with this, they're going to actually insulate half the population. So the lower tier, the lower 50%, are not paying any taxes at
yep.
all.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great tax shift, and it really...
It's also creating class warfare.
Well, exactly. You would have 50, near 50% of this society with no stake in the government.
Mm-hmm. But yet with a vote.
With a vote, exactly.
Which they should have. But if you're not taxing a whole segment of the population, who are they going to vote for? The people who are promising not to tax them.
Well, they should have skin in the game, and that's unfortunate.
Everybody should have.
Exactly. Yeah. I tell you, Jim, it's...
What about health care, Giovanni?
In about
a minute and a half, we got left.
Yeah, health care is being decided right now, too. We're going to see a bill probably emerge after Memorial Day. Baucus is having... He's already had one of three roundtables. It looks like this is... We don't have any of the meat on the bones as far as a bill, but certainly I'm a little weary as to what's going to emerge. It will impact small business.
Isn't health care the one of all these issues we've talked about? Doesn't health care stand the greatest chance of actually passing this year? Some reform?
Well, at this point, it looks like it. Although we'll see. I think
you guys are going to beat back the union deal. I think cap and trade's not going to go this year. The taxes probably will, but it seems to me that health care is the one that has the most legs. I don't know.
Yeah,
do
it does. It depends on how they decide to pay for it. And, you know, that hasn't been determined yet. Who's going to bear the cost of this? We know it's going to be a $1 to $2 trillion cost.
But Giovanni, we got these printing presses. We just make more money. We don't have to worry about where money comes from.
Yeah, I know. It's the one in back of your shop.
I'm gonna get one for my small business. What do you think? I'll just get one.
Yeah, I think every small business should have a printing press.
Exactly. I think I'm going to get one for myself. Hey, Giovanni, thank you for being here. You're the best.
Thank you, sir.
Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Small Business Policy, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Nobody works harder than Giovanni for you on Capitol Hill to protect you in your small business. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.